Television critic David Bianculli has a preview of some programs to watch for at the beginning of the new year. One of them was written by the creator of one of 1988's best.
When I grow up, I'm gonna be a detective. I'll find out things. I'll find out who done it.
Cuckoo.
That's from The Singing Detective, the Dennis Potter miniseries that was shown on public television exactly 1 year ago and was my favorite TV show of 1988. But don't worry, this is not another one of those Best of 88 lists. Instead of being the last person to do a Best of 88, I'd like to be the first to do a Best of 89. Of course, this is a little difficult to do the first week of January, when most of the new stuff hasn't been made, much less previewed. But there are a few things to look forward to, and a few projects in development that sound exciting. Nothing to rival The Singing Detective necessarily, but worth making a mental note of. For one thing, there's Christabel, the newest TV drama by Dennis Potter. That shows up on Masterpiece Theater in February and is a must-see for Singing Detective fans. But let's stick to this month for a minute. The annual ACE Awards, the cable equivalent of the Emmys, are broadcast live on January 15th. That'll be worth watching to see people like Blair Brown and Gary Shandling competing for, and probably winning, the awards that eluded them on last year's Emmy show. And the next night, January 16th, the Lifetime cable network begins repeats of NBC's The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd, followed in the spring by all new episodes with the original cast. Also in January is the 23rd annual telecast of the Super Bowl, which, like always, should be no fun to watch, but lots of fun to gripe about the next morning. Now for February. In addition to Christabel, TV offers what may be the biggest miniseries of 1989, the 8-hour CBS adaptation of Larry McMurtry's Lonesome Dove. It stars Robert Duvall, Tommy Lee Jones, Angelica Houston, Diane Lane, Glenn Headley, and lots of other good actors in an old-fashioned Western about a cattle drive from Texas to Montana. It's on nightly, February 5th through 8th, so plan accordingly. Another February miniseries that deserves great expectations is Glory Glory, a 4-hour comedy premiering on HBO. It's written by Stan Daniels, who co-created The Mary Tyler Moore Show and Taxi. The show is a spoof about a TV ministry, and it stars Ellen Green and Richard Thomas, the girl from Little Shop of Horrors and John Boy from The Waltons. Best of all, it's directed by Lindsay Anderson, director of The Whales of August and Oh Lucky Man. One more February treat is the return of a TV series and character that's been missing from television, except in reruns, for 11 years. Here's the show's theme song to jog your memory a bit. That's right, Peter Falk and Columbo are back as the most anticipated entry in ABC's new Monday mystery movie package. It used to be a Saturday mystery movie package, but ABC moved it. Why? It's a mystery. Jim Henson's new weekly TV show for NBC should start by February, and the strike of 1988 should finally be far enough in the past that most series scripts will be spruced up rather than cranked out. All in all, based on the first 2 months, 1989 looks like a pretty good year. Of course, when 1988 ends with A Very Brady Christmas, there's almost nowhere to go but up,